because they say, Colin, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, I'm not going to get fooled again.
Okay, GW.
That's what they say.
Excuse me. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That was a hot mic. Literally, it's warm now.
Welcome. To the Loud Neighbors podcast.
We still do this.
But I don't know why.
Nobody does.
Every week I wonder more and more why.
Because you love me. You need me in your life once a week.
Do I?
But no more.
Yeah, big facts. Speaking of, you coming over Thursday for Halloween?
Oh, shit. Oh, I... Maybe? I don't know what's going on Thursday. Kay. I mean, I work, but I don't know how late I'm going to be working.
Well, I'm having folks over for Halloween.
Okay.
To watch movies.
Let's see what Dory is doing.
We'll save Sleepaway Camp for you. Don't worry about it.
God damn it. I hate that movie.
Because I care.
It's terrible. It's the worst movie.
It's not. I've watched much worse movies this week.
I'm sure you have.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get right into that. Speaking of movies.
Garbage.
I've been catching up on the critically acclaimed horror movies of recent years.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to, anyway. There's a couple more I want to catch, but I watched Hereditary.
Yeah.
Which was a decent horror film until, like, the last 2 minutes, and I'm like, oh. Well, that was stupid.
Spoil it. I don't give a fuck.
So... The whole movie is like this ghost movie. Like,
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert for Hereditary that came out like 2 or 3 years ago, I think. It starts off with this like lady giving a eulogy for her possibly abusive mother who was an old bitch, I guess.
Okay.
And then some weird things start to happen. And then there's like a little girl who's really fucking weird and just... Like, we'll just stand there staring off creepily and doing horror movie things little kids do, and then every now and then make this noise.
Okay.
Well, at first you're like, why does she keep going?
Human metronome.
But later you find out she does it because it's a scary noise they can mix in after. Big spoiler, she has peanut allergies and her brother takes her to a party and she eats some cake with peanuts in it and starts hyperventilating. And then like, uh-oh. And so he's got to rush her to the hospital. And so this
is she a little kid?
I think the actress is like 15. I think the character is supposed to be 12.
And at that point in their life, she doesn't understand not to just randomly eat fucking food at somebody else's house.
The kid seems like it might've been autistic.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to say what they were doing with the kid because she was weird.
She's sitting in the corner rocking.
Kind of. But then she sticks her head out the window to try to breathe, and her head gets taken off by a lamppost.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm like, whoa. And then, like, there's just a 5-minute scene in the movie of the kid who was her brother driving the car just sitting, like, he stops afterward, and it's just like his face. Like sitting there stunned, and I'm sitting there with the same, because I did not see that coming. I'm right. Like, oh, it's going to be a cute little ghost story about the mom haunting the house or whatever. And I'm like, whoa, that was fucked up. Huh. So then it was a little girl haunting the boy for the rest of the movie. And then it turned out she was not a little girl, but the host of a demon who actually wanted to be possessing a boy because he was a boy demon. And so the whole movie was that there was a witch cult that the grandma was a part of who was transferring the demon body into the boy. And the movie ends with the boy like goes.
Oh, he gained the perfect internal clock.
Yeah. And now he's the demon. And now he's the devil.
Then he developed fake block.
Yeah. So the ending was like, well, okay. So she was a demon all along and now he's a... That was a long way to go for kind of a stupid, cheesy ending with a witch cult all bowing before this kid going, Hail Paimon, the demon lord.
Hmm.
But the rest of it was actually kind of creepy. There were some good scenes of it. And like for a while in the movie, they just like all these creepy things that were happening. They tried to play it off like the mom was just going crazy. They alluded to the mom having like schizophrenia or something. So you're like, oh, maybe the mom's just a nutcase and none of this is happening. And
was the boy's name, was his name George Maharis?
No.
No? Okay.
So that was the decent horror movie I watched.
OK. Gotcha.
Then I watched this movie called Mother that the critics all came on their own mouths over, starring Jennifer Lawrence that everybody loves for some reason.
Hold on, I need to see what she looks like. You keep talking.
She's the Hunger Games chick.
You've that seen does her, me fucking nothing. I've never seen Hunger Games.
Okay, you've seen her tits, though.
I'm sure I have. I'm just trying to think of...
She was looks. Mystique in the newer X-Men movies.
Again, doesn't help because I haven't seen those either.
She won an Oscar.
I stopped after three because, you know...
You probably
they haven't. Just got worse and worse and worse, and I was like, well...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably haven't seen anything she's in, though.
Oh, yeah.
But you've definitely seen her. She thinks she's quirky. She's a great actress. Like, she's fantastic in movies, but she does this, like, oh, I'm just a quirky, normal person shtick on all of her interviews that is grating because it's so fucking fake.
Gotcha.
Anyway, she's really good in this movie, but... So I'm watching this movie, Mother.
She's kind of cute.
Oh, yeah. She's got nice tits. Look them up.
I mean, it's fine. Isn't that illegal?
I don't know.
Probably. I'll go to jail. Holy shit. She was born in 1990. We're old.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Colin, people born in 1998 can drink,
I think. Know. I saw a thing yesterday. I'm like, ugh, fuck. Well, I saw it for smoking. It was like 2001 or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I was out of high school already.
People born the year I graduated are old enough to drink.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's depressing, kind
of. So the movie starts off as like this, it's like a chick and her husband live in this house she's rebuilding. And then some random stranger shows up at the door and he thought it was a bed and breakfast. And the guy who owns the husband is like, yeah, you can just stay in my house. And he gets weird. And then his wife shows up all of a sudden, and then they start like kind of taking advantage of the guy's hospitality, and the wife is getting pissed. There's way more pictures. Like
when the
fappening happened, like 100 fucking nudes of her leaked.
Yeah, they're all kind of boring though.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do?
I'll be honest.
She's not putting anything in anything. So what are you gonna do?
I mean, it's not even that. It's like put a little more effort into your nudes, lady. A little more effort. All she's doing, look at my boobies.
I mean, that's all I want.
Turn her head to
that's
the
all
side.
I need.
No, I mean, like, you know, set up like a scene, like you're golfing. Like, hey, look at me. I'm in the golf cart.
You've got weird kinks, buddy.
It's not a kink. It's just, you know, creativity. Look, when you've looked at as many tits as I have on the internet, you need to really, they need to start getting creative. Otherwise,
well, that's why I need things being put inside of things.
Yeah, but I mean, even that's not enough.
I don't care the fucking backdrop.
You don't care what the thing is?
Well,
you don't care what the color size description of the thing is?
No, as long as there's a thing going in a thing.
See, that's a little bit better. She's like, hey, look at my titties.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
All right.
I like that one. I'm good. Not saving.
Let me know when you're done.
I'm done. Go.
Okay.
Jeez.
So it starts off like these rude guests. And at beginning, I'm like, oh, this is terrifying. They're unwelcome guests who are just taking advantage of their hospitality and fucking up this chick's house she's been building for the last however many years.
That's shitty.
Which is totally relatable. And then it starts getting weird. And then I'm like, what the fuck is this movie? And so I looked up the IMDb and I'm like, oh, directed by Darren Aronofsky.
He's had some good movies.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has.
Name one.
The Wrestler.
That was an Aronofsky
movie?
Yes. How is that an Aronofsky film?
Because he fucking directed it? I don't know.
Nothing weird happens in it. It's just a good movie.
I know.
There's no,
like I said, he's got a couple of good movies.
There's no like stupid bullshit. So anyway, this movie turns into a bunch of stupid bullshit. It's the Bible. This movie is the Bible. Spoilers. Spoilers for Mother. It's an abstract, impressionist, like surrealist retelling of the fucking Bible. So the guy who shows up is Adam, and then his wife who shows up is Eve. There's this scene where he's throwing up in a toilet and he's got a scar on his back that her husband covers up real quick because it's where his rib gets removed. And then his wife shows up the next day.
The
husband is God. The wife is Mother Nature. She's getting pissed because humans keep fucking up the planet. That's the movie. The movie ends with her having a baby and all the people eat it. And then the man says we have to forgive them.
Let's see. The movies by Darren Aronofsky I liked. I don't necessarily like the movie because it's just fucking weird. Requiem for a Dream had a fantastic score.
The movie sucks.
Had a fantastic score.
If you like that shit movie, you'll like this one.
It had a fantastic score.
I doubt it.
Are you fucking serious?
No, I believe it because this movie actually had excellent music.
Yeah, his movies have all fucking... It's the...
Let me say this.
You know that Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers trailer that came out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it had that fucking, like...
Yeah.
Super epic. That was from that movie.
The movie was beautiful. I'm not taking away anything from his directorial ability. It was a beautiful film. The fucking... So, like...
He's just weird.
So, like, halfway through the movie, like, the first group of guests, like, one of them sits on this sink. She keeps saying, hey, the sink is broken. Don't sit on it. And more people keep flooding into the house. And then they sit on the sink, and it breaks off and starts spraying water everywhere. And then guess what happens, Colin? They kick everyone out of the house. Because it's the flood. Oh. And so then there's nobody for a while and they're happy and alone. And then people start showing up again. And then the back half of the movie is where it really goes off the fucking rails. Because like at a point, there's so many people in the house that it's just wall to wall. And then all of a sudden it starts turning into atrocities. Like there's a room with all these women in cages. And then there's a room with like fucking people lined up against the wall getting shot in the back of the head. And then there's rioters, Jesus. And then police show up and start fucking like clubbing all the rioters. And all this is happening inside the house. And it's just, you know, hey, this is how shitty the human race is. And then at the end, they have the baby and they eat the baby. And God says, let's forgive them all. And then the movie ends with Armageddon and she burns the fucking house down.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
That's weird, but.
And everybody dies.
Weird.
Which is. An analogy. It's the Bible and it's a fucking.
That's a weird flex, bro.
Global warming is bad. Also, no. Is where it was going.
He made the movie Pi.
Terrible. You made me watch that dog shit garbage.
I like it.
It's not good.
It's good.
It isn't.
It is good. It's in black and white. It's got to be good.
It's one of those movies.
It's in black and white and it was made in 98. It's got to be good.
It's one of those movies that thinks it's way smarter than it is.
Or maybe you're way dumber than you really are.
No. Because it's like this movie Mother. Everybody's like, oh, it's so deep. It's like, no, it's fucking obvious. Every scene in it is obvious. Like the fucking the Adam and Eve couple at a certain point, their kids show up and they have two sons. Guess what happens between the two sons, Colin?
They kill one of them, kills the other one.
One of them kills the other one because they're Cain and Abel.
But I don't know. It's been years since I've watched Pi.
You should watch Mother. You might actually like
Pi it. Pi had a really good soundtrack as well.
It's really well done.
I think maybe that's why I like his movies, because the fucking they're just so well made.
Yeah. That I cannot shit on the fucking production value of Mother.
Probably, yeah.
I just hate surrealist fucking art.
Yeah, that's fine. The Fountain, I enjoyed that, I think.
It was very pretty.
That was a long time ago,
It's not
ago,
a good
though.
Movie. It's a very, very pretty, stupid movie. That's what he makes. He makes incredibly beautiful, stupid fucking movies.
Yeah, but you like that one movie where the guys were like going into the weird time machine.
Because that movie is smart.
It's not smart. It's stupid.
Smartest. You're stupid because you didn't understand it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You tell me what happened in that movie.
A couple of gay guys have sex in a cardboard box and time travel.
Okay,
that's
maybe
about
you did
it.
Understand it.
It was fucking dumb.
Primer is so good. I think you should
I don't like movies about time travel that take themselves seriously. I think those bother me more than almost anything else in sci-fi.
All right, that's weird to me.
That's why Back to the Future is great, because it doesn't take itself seriously.
Right. So you hate Star Trek IV, got it.
I mean...
Most serious time travel
I don't understand.
Ever.
That's the perfect theory to time travel.
The most serious.
Look, Star Trek figured out at least two or three different ways to time travel.
Well, yeah.
One of which was slingshotting around the sun, because that makes sense.
Well, you get going so fast.
Yeah, well, maybe. And the other one was just have the fucking Borg create some kind of weird vortex thing that you go through and travel back in the past.
Well, I'm sure they've just absorbed somebody's technology who had time travel so
yeah,
they could
probably.
Time travel.
Yeah, you're probably
So they
right.
did it once. Just they only tried that once while the Enterprise was watching.
Right.
Instead of ever trying, like, hey, maybe that would have been a good idea to try when the Enterprise wasn't watching.
Yeah, this, you know. God, the Borg are dumb.
The Borg are fucking dumb.
Holy shit. Why didn't they, Yeah, why didn't they do that in like the Delta Quadrant and then fly to Earth?
Why didn't they?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. They kind of do. That's a plot in spoilers for Enterprise.
Oh, yeah.
Because those back in,
they do do that, don't they?
The ones that went back in time send a message to the Delta Quadrant, and that's why they start flying towards Earth and get there in the 24th century.
That's right.
It's one of the fun little fucking tie-ins. I think they did really well in that show.
Show is it's underrated.
Agree.
The theme song could have been different. Like, it was like fine the first 10 episodes, and then after that you're like, I was really happy when Netflix added the skip intro feature.
It's been a long time, but my time is finally here. And I'm not gonna hold it down, no, no, no. No, I'm not gonna hold
it down. Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't even.
'Cause I got faith of the heart. I've got faith to believe.
Ooh.
I can do anything. I've got strength.
Darren Aronofsky did a movie called Black Swan that stars Natalie Portman.
Yeah, she
that
makes
might
out,
be all right.
She makes out with a chick in that, so I kind of want to watch it.
Nice.
Whoever the other chick is in that, they make out.
Natalie Portman was kind of hot. She's, you know.
It's probably not a good movie, though, because guess
what? I'm sure.
It's a Darren Aronofsky film. And if I had known Mother was an Aronofsky film before I pushed play, I would not have fucking watched it.
Yeah. Oh, Mila Kunis is in it.
Yeah, that's the chick she makes out with.
Nice.
Yeah.
Meg.
Yeah.
Meg. Huh. Well,
so
that's
anyway,
fun.
I watched two movies. One of them was okay. The other one, I was really well made and I hated it.
Fair enough. Yeah, I can't really shit on his movies. I don't hate them. They're, you know, yeah. I've enjoyed some of them, but most of what I remember from all of his movies is the music.
That's fair.
Other than The Wrestler, because it's wrestling.
All I remember is a guy bent over smelling the fucking smell of his own farts, because that's all Darren Aronofsky does.
Nice.
He's like...
So he's realism, is what you're saying.
He's like... Because
that's what men do. Bend over and try to smell her own farts.
He's like if that other guy had production value. Who's that other guy who sucks?
Oh, the Donnie Darko guy?
No. He just sucks.
Okay.
The guy who made Eraserhead.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Like if the Eraserhead guy had a budget and talent, he would make Darren Aronofsky films.
So, David Lynch.
David Lynch.
Yeah, but wasn't David Lynch Twin Peaks? Didn't everybody love that show?
I tried to watch it. It's, guess what?
Terrible?
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's really not good.
I mean, I think they should just do a Psych version of that show instead.
I mean, Psych did an episode
I
of
know.
That show, and it was better than anything they ever did on Twin Peaks.
It was like Dual Spires or whatever?
I'm not into, like... This is weird just to be weird for the most part.
Yeah, I started trying to watch it too, and I'm like, yeah, this is...
Like, whoa, that lady's talking to a log. Isn't that wacky? Like,
I don't know. Maybe when it came out, it would have been interesting just because...
I mean, yeah, because it was different at the time, yeah. I guess.
It was like the late 80s. There wasn't really... And there's dramas on TV, but I don't think there's anything quite like that.
I mean,
It might have been just a matter of it was kind of a groundbreaking show in terms of what it did.
Also, people think David Lynch isn't bad for some reason. I don't understand.
I've never seen anything by him that I'm like, oh, that's good. Yeah. You know why? Shitty soundtracks.
Yeah. Also, I don't know. Eraserhead looked like a fucking college film.
It was bad. Also, the guy's hair was stupid.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Just shaved it and called him something else head.
Yeah. Like... Don't make this film head.
That would have been fucking the best movie ever. Because we wouldn't have ever watched it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So what'd you do this week, Colin?
Oh, boy. I worked.
Yeah.
I've been in Lincoln all week working on wiring a house up for a big system. There's like 41 lighting control panels that we have to... wire up. That's fun.
It's a lot of lighting control panels.
Yep. It's make all those runs took us a week.
Is it all like voice activated so you can just walk in and go,
nope,
illuminate?
Nope. These people want the nicest and best. These are like each switch they have, it's just a toggle switch like you have.
Oh.
but it's computer controlled.
Why?
This is a good question. Because typically in these systems, you'll have keypads where they have multiple buttons on it.
Right, so you can turn on lights in other rooms or whatever. Yeah,
right. No, these guys, they just have, because they're made of brass, they're like $400 a switch. And
but it's just a switch.
Yep.
It's just...
Yep. Hey, you know what? My boss is fine if people want to buy that many modules and systems from us, though.
I hate technology being in things it doesn't need to be in.
I hate...
Like a switch.
Well, and the other thing is, like, this house, the way they're doing it, everything has to be as unintrusive as possible.
Yeah.
So, like, the thought of seeing an outlet, like, mortifies these people.
Oh.
They don't want to see any... They apparently got really fancy outlets, too. And that anyone they
hidden?
Don't think are going to be used have really like ornate cover over them. And the other ones that they're going to use are going to be behind shit more than likely.
Weird.
It's fucking bizarre, man. And it's like we're talking to them. They've been working on this place for like 2 years. And they're probably not going to be done for another two. And talking to the people building it, they're just like...
I mean, that's what they want.
Yep. They're paying us to... build an entire section of a house and then tear it down because they don't quite like the way the windows go out to the edge.
I mean, I guess if you got the money to do it.
That happened.
Hey, I get it. If you got the money to do it, why not do it?
I guess.
I mean, what else are you going to do with that money?
Donate it to fucking sick and the poor?
Fuck the sick and the poor. Speaking of which, next weekend is my charity stream for Extra Life for the sick and the poor.
Right. fucking... I got my...
I should plug that real quick before we get too late in. bit.ly/FrostyEL. I'll be playing video games next Saturday and Sunday from noon to midnight for Extra Life. It's fucking cancer treatment centers for children. Come donate.
Okay.
That's all.
You got anything planned for Saturday?
No, I might do board games at some point Saturday, but I gotta dick around this and see if I can stream from the kitchen because I'm not set up in the basement. And so I don't have like my 100 feet of fucking, I only had a 20-foot USB cable so I could stream within 20 feet of my computer and my computer is not 20 feet from the kitchen. So in order to play board games, I'd have to see if this laptop is capable of streaming and set up the dining room table in the kitchen to play board games. If I want to stream that.
Can you get a USB cable that long?
Yeah, but I'm piss ass broke right now.
Oh, really?
Very, 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 very broke right now.
Because let's hold on, Lynn. Okay. Anyway, then
this is the section of the podcast where Colin looks things up on his phone. That's our new weekly segment.
Yes.
God damn! After the show, man.
What kind of USB cable? I'm just curious.
Just regular USB.
Yeah. Oh, God damn. That's expensive. Fuck you.
Yeah. See?
Oh, 80-foot USB 2 extension repeater cable.
How much?
$28.
Oh, that ain't bad at all, actually. And that on top of the 20-foot one I have would actually do the trick.
Hmm.
I might see if I have any Bravo points left and buy that.
Oh, snaps. So, about a year ago. That was right after I moved to my house. So, yeah, it's almost exactly a year ago now. I got an old tube amplifier.
I got myself a brand new tube amplifier. It's large and lovely, and it smells just like a dream.
Okay.
It's President of the United States of America song.
Gotcha. Called
Tube Amplifier.
Nice.
La, 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 la.
Anyway, took it to my tech to get it fixed because it was built in 1965. It's old.
Nice.
And... he had it for a couple of months, did work to it, and sent it back to me. And I was like, sounds good until I turn it up. And then it sounds really crappy on one channel.
Uh-oh.
So I took it back to him. And he's like, oh, boy, I don't know. And he's going through it. And he's not, doesn't really do a lot of tube stuff just because it's fucking, it's a specialty. Kinda.
So finish the story and then I'll ask my question.
Well, anyway, he ended up sending it to a buddy of his that does nothing but tube gear.
Got it.
And that guy was like, oh yeah, one of the output transformers needs to be rewound. And I found a guy in California who did it for $100.
Nice.
So I've now got the equivalent of, I traded a turntable for the work he did to it, and then, you know, I paid $200 and almost $300 in parts and labor.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got a pretty nice amp, and I'm like, well, I wonder how much I can sell this for. So I sat and listened to it for about 6 hours last night. I'm like, sounds really good.
Yeah.
It's probably not for me. Because it's one of those things, like, tube amps seem like they need a lot more maintenance,
yeah,
than solid state.
Yeah.
Because, you know, tubes go bad, other shit goes bad. I'm like, I just don't know if I really want to deal with that.
Sure.
But it's pretty cool. Sounds good. And it's got sweet glowing Russian tubes. I have communist in my house now.
I saw the pictures of it. The glowing light bulb tubes on the back are fucking very neat.
Fucking neat.
How much does something like that sell for in working order?
That one's fucking rare. I have not seen the step above it. Somebody had one relatively recently. I think it went for about $1,500.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I'm going to guess around $1,000 for that.
Nice. Not bad for a few $100 worth of fucking maintenance.
Yeah, basically.
So how long till you stop relying on outside sources and learn to do all the extra shit yourself? That's my question.
To fix that stuff?
Yeah.
I won't.
You won't?
You know, that's at least 2 years of school. Learning electronics theory I've tried on my own, and I know a little bit. Like, I know enough to be dangerous and enough to not kill myself, which is kind of funny.
All you need to know.
Not really. You need to know a lot more. I can do real ham-fisted repairs. Like, I'm pretty sure it's this part, like one of these parts, but yeah. I don't know which one or how to tell which one it is. So I'm just going to replace them all, and sometimes I'm right.
I got it.
It's one of those things. Most of the stuff. I learned my lesson because I did that once and ended up breaking a receiver. So I just take it to my guy, Gary, because, you know, he does good work and he's cheap. Unfortunately, he won't live forever. And
that's what I'm saying. Why don't you get your guy, Gary, start to teach you the trade? Because somebody's going to have to
have the time for that.
Somebody's going to have to take over for your guy, Gary, when he dies.
Colin, I know.
Why not you?
I don't have the time for it.
Ah.
Yeah, I'll find other people. By then, I'll be making more money and can afford somebody a little more expensive, I guess.
All right.
We'll look at it like that. But I don't know if they'll be as reliable. That's just kind of the way it goes.
Yeah.
One of them things. It's fine. I'll manage anyway. So yeah, spent time last night and listened to some listened to a bunch of music. I have a question. I'm just looking up and I see your Batmobile.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Instagram page called Iron Lion Collectibles.
Okay.
And they always fucking post like contests, like, put your name in and this, and we'll do a drawing and you can win this autographed fucking Stan Lee Spider-Man, you know, what anniversary.
All right.
Comic.
Sure.
Or whatever the hell they put a giveaway. Give away a lot of shit. And they have this scale replica. It's like a one, I don't know what. It's got to be like a 1/8 scale fucking Michael Keaton Batmobile.
Okay.
Like, the detail on this thing is fucking unreal, dude.
Sure.
Like, inside of it, the fucking panel, like his computer, all the buttons.
Neat.
Dude, it's fucking dope. I'll find a picture later and show you if I don't forget. The one thing I was wondering, though, apparently that Batmobile has fucking, like, miniguns that pop out of the hood.
Yes.
Because, you know, Batman likes to mow down criminals with his miniguns.
Yeah.
Tim Burton's stupid.
Tim Burton never read a comic book in his life.
Yeah. But that part looked great, too. But
it happens
just like,
in the movie. Like, he fucking uses them to shoot open the door to get into Ace Chemicals, where he drops. It also has little bombs on the front of it.
Yeah.
Because he bombs Ace Chemicals.
It's so dumb.
Because Batman's a terrorist.
Yeah.
Remember that part of the Batman mythos where he uses his fucking.
Why do people like Tim Burton so much, Trevor?
Because Pee-wee's Big Adventure is one of the best movies ever made.
That's it, though.
Beetlejuice is also pretty good.
Yeah, Beetlejuice is good. You're right. All right, fine.
That's it.
He's got a couple of movies.
Man.
But Beetlejuice is probably great because Michael Keaton's in it.
Yeah.
Not because fucking Tim Burton did it.
No, Michael Keaton's the worst part of that movie.
No, he's the best part of that movie.
Go watch it again.
He's the best part of that
The movie. Only good part of that whole fucking movie is Jack Nicholson.
No, Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That's fair. I thought we were still talking about Batman. I'm sorry.
I mean, Batman would have been fine.
Michael Keaton's a good actor. I love Michael Keaton. Yeah. The problems with him and Batman are not him, or not his ability. It's that he is a
like 5'9"
twink,
yeah,
playing a man who's 6'4" pile of muscles.
Yeah.
And the Joker's taller than him, and that just does not work for me.
No, that is pretty stupid.
Also, Jack Nicholson knew exactly what kind of movie he was making and chewed the fucking scenery. So it's hard to compete with fucking Jack Nicholson, like, at the end of his career, basically going, well, I'm gonna go all out with this stupid shit, and then doing that.
I hate that version of the Joker.
It's very good.
I hate it.
Why?
I don't.
Like, Jack Nicholson is excellent in that movie.
Yeah. I don't. I just don't enjoy it.
I don't like any scene in that movie that he's not in, but any scene Jack is in that movie is fucking perfect.
Hmm.
It's so well done. Hmm. Like, he really nails it.
I guess.
Speaking of the Joker, I got up early before work one day this week.
You went to go see the Joker?
Went and watched Joker.
Yeah.
What a good movie, Colin.
Really?
Holy shit.
You didn't get shot?
No.
Huh.
I was going to be the shooter, but... Oh,
fair enough. You are an incel.
But I wanted to watch the rest of the movie, so...
I like how incel has become like a fucking derogatory slur.
I mean, wasn't it always?
I mean, it means involuntary celibate.
We used to just call them virgin losers, but I don't think it's changed in its derogatory nature.
But I mean, I think that was a term they kind of went like, hey, we're incels now. We're not.
It was a woman who actually did that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. For herself, not to make fun of neckbeard virgin men.
Gotcha.
It was a woman who couldn't get laid and coined the term incel to describe herself.
Oh.
And then, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Women ruin everything.
Pretty much. But the movie was brilliant because what happened was, I don't know the director's name. I can't remember off the top of my head. But he's like, I'm going to make this weird art picture about a man's descent into madness.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to just like, I don't know, tertiarily, I'm just going to fucking kind of like skin it with a little bit of Batman mythos. Just like a little bit of a fucking... cosmetic overhaul and trick a bunch of fucking people into spending a shit ton of money to go watch an art house film.
Hmm.
It's fabulous. And if they didn't call it Joker and change the name of Thomas Wayne to, I don't know, Jim, everything else could be the same, and it would be a fucking Oscar sweep movie that made fucking $15. But because they put Thomas Wayne in it and called the guy Joker at the end, it made the most money of any R-rated movie in history and will probably be ignored by the Academy.
So, oh, really?
That was a good smart move on their part. But it is so goddamn good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Rotten Tomatoes score has it really low.
That's because they've made it a comic book. They fucking sacrificed critic score and Oscar buzz to make money. It was the smartest fucking decision anybody's ever made. They tricked a bunch of fucking mouth breathers into going to watch an art film by making it a comic book movie.
I kind of still don't want to see it.
I don't blame you.
Because
if you really hate Joaquin Phoenix, it's...
I do hate...
It's Joaquin Phoenix doing what he does and art housing the fuck out of the film.
Ugh.
And he's so goddamn good in it.
Ugh. I don't know if he can be good in anything because he's terrible.
But he's fucking such a good actor. You're out of your mind. No. I really don't understand your hatred of Joaquin Phoenix.
His face? I want to punch it.
Well, it's covered in clown makeup most of the time, and it gets punched a lot. It gets punched a lot in this movie.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
he gets the shit kicked out of him for like 3/4 of the film.
Hmm. I don't know. I mean, that'll be a Netflix movie for me, maybe.
Yeah. And then it ends, and you're like, oh, okay.
But hey, on the bright side, I'm going to see the Star Wars movie on Christmas Day.
I probably won't see it on Christmas Day, but I'm actually very looking forward to it.
Are you?
Yeah. Hmm. I liked the other ones. I know, like, you swung around hard on the second one.
Oh, but it's fucking bad, dude. Two good scenes. That's it.
Yeah, that's all a Star Wars film needs, in my estimation.
It needs more than that. It's just fucking, there's so much shit in there that doesn't need to be in there.
I mean,
that isn't story. That's what fucking, then that's basically a Star Wars movie, I guess.
Yeah, so, I was gonna say, what are you talking about? When has there ever been a story in a Star Wars movie?
It's just like that whole casino scene.
Remember that time Luke Skywalker trained for 15 minutes to be a Jedi, and then Yoda said, "You haven't finished your training."
I know.
And then he was a full Jedi Knight in the next movie.
Yeah, I know. I fucking hate it. I hate it.
Star
Wars is bad and people should stop supporting it.
I mean, if that's...
That's why I'm going to see the movie.
Right.
Christmas Day, so I can criticize it.
Boycott.
Hard. Hard credit.
Boycott by seeing the movie.
Yes. That's what I'll do.
I divorced my thinking from expecting anything anything good. Let me not say enjoyable, because I think they're infinitely enjoyable because there's laser swords and spaceships, and I don't need plot and story or good dialogue or anything rational to enjoy two kids hitting each other with laser swords.
I mean, I get that.
Like, I think I've come around on the prequels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The prequels are fucking terrible.
They're terrible, but you know what?
They're not that enjoyable
either.
There
are so many laser swords in those movies that it doesn't even matter.
They should just truncate it all to those scenes, and that's it. Just laser sword scenes. Also, they should do
need to cut off all the fucking shit on the second movie.
They also need to give us the footage of fucking Anakin going into the fucking Padawan daycare.
They never recorded that footage.
Why not?
Because it's a children's movie.
It would have been the best movie then.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know.
It would have done better than any movie ever. Nobody would ever top it.
Nope,
nobody would have ever topped it.
Maybe.
I mean, especially if there's a lot of children in there.
I am very looking forward to the new Star Wars movie, because like now there's all the intrigue about, is Rey going to become a fucking dark Jedi? Is she going to be a Sith Lord? She's got a red lightsaber in that trailer. You know what that means? Maybe she's a bad guy now. Wouldn't that be exciting if they fucking flipped the whole thing on their head and made her the new fucking Sith Lord?
Well, I mean, it's fucking Disney. They're not going to.
They're planning three more movies. They're going to need a villain for them.
Maybe.
You might as well make her the new emperor.
She's also kind of boring.
Yeah, that's why she might be interesting if they make her a bad guy.
Is that how that's going to work?
Works great for wrestlers.
That's completely different.
Worked for every single boring wrestler ever.
That's still different.
Is it? Is it exactly the fucking same carny bullshit?
No, because she's going to... No, it's different because she's just going to be the same fucking boring person. You're not going to care.
But evil.
You're just not...
That makes it more interesting.
So evil.
Yeah. Evil!
Fuck. I don't know, man. I just...
Also, I fucking have loved Kylo Ren from the jump, so I'm excited
for his weird giant chest.
Yes! And he's such a good character. Look, as bad as everything else is in those movies, I think Kylo Ren is a fantastic character.
I mean, I guess. It's
He's weird. So well written. He's so enjoyable. His fucking teenage angst is so identifiable.
Is it?
It really is.
I never identified with teenage angst.
You're
like that.
You're a liar.
I didn't.
You are a liar.
I didn't.
You are still identifying. Your whole life is that teenage angst.
Is it?
I follow you on Facebook, buddy. Yes, it
That's
is.
That's not teenage angst.
You should read your Facebook posts.
Like, I read them all the time.
Pretend like somebody.
I read them more than anybody else does.
Pretend like somebody else posted
them. I'm the
them
only one
them.
Who reads them.
I'm going to just copy something you posted a couple years ago that you forgot about and repost it, and then you tell me what
you
think.
Well, that's different. That's a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I've come around.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
If you had come around, we wouldn't
My
be
Facebook is all positive.
Show.
My Facebook's all positive stuff.
Colin, if you ever grew up, we would have nothing left to do.
It's all positive stuff.
Show.
It's not angst. Don't call it angst. That sounds gay.
It's teenage. It's the gayest.
It's yeah, but I'm not gay.
I think you might like penises in or around your face.
Nope, not so much.
I think that's your favorite place for a penis.
Is it
in or around your face?
Never had one there, so
Fuck. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very looking forward to the new Star Wars film, so.
I'm going.
Yeah. Also, I don't watch any of that shit twice anymore. Like,
that you just fucking can't do.
I haven't seen a Marvel movie for a second time.
Guardians is probably the only one I have.
Iron Man, since Captain America, maybe.
You mean the best Marvel movie?
Yeah. One of the first, like, one of the first generation Marvel movies was the last time I watched one of those movies twice.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to, because they're all the same stupid fucking movie. I love them. They're all fucking super fun and enjoyable to watch, but they're all exactly the same fucking movie, just reskinned with whoever the current superhero is.
I guess my problem with Star Wars is that I think people take them too seriously, and
100%.
That ruins my enjoyment of them, which is weird. I shouldn't give a fuck what other people, how other people take it. But like a movie like The Expendables. Have you seen any of The Expendables movies?
No, I really want to.
They're dog shit, yeah, but they're sure. So much fucking fun because It's just explosions and old fucking muscle dudes beating The shit out of other people.
I don't know. Those movies were made for me. I don't know why I haven't seen
you
them.
You should see them. They're good Christmas movies.
All right, I'll watch them all this Christmas.
Because I'm pretty sure that fucking, at least the first one takes place during Christmas.
Is it a Shane Black movie? That would make sense.
I don't know if it is or not.
Shane Black makes Christmas.
I think these might just movies. Be Sly Stallone movies.
All right.
Because, you know, he's the main star of them. And
man, I want to see... I've never seen a Rambo movie.
First Blood's the only one to watch. Just watch First Blood.
I want to see that new one real I bad. Do too. That's just Last Taken. Blood. They just like, what if we...
Why didn't they take him with the man called Talk Like This?
I mean... What was Taken's plot? I don't remember that movie. Was that The Rock?
No, Taken was Qui-Gon Jinn, Ra's al Ghul.
Okay. Well, I know who Qui-Gon Jinn is.
I don't know the actor's
Liam
name.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson's daughter gets kidnapped, and he's like, I have a very particular set of skills. I will hunt you down and kill you if you don't give me back my daughter. His daughter gets taken for ransom, and
So it's kind of like that movie Ransom with Mel Gibson.
Yeah, except for... Except for in Ransom, he pays the ransom to people to do it. In Taken, like...
He just does it.
He's a secret...
Himself.
He's
gotcha.
Like James Bond and murders the fuck out of everybody in his way.
First Blood is... He's a trained Vietnam vet.
With PTSD who murders a town of cops, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, because the cops do some fucked up shit.
Sure.
And he's like,
So they're cops.
No. Yeah, basically. Dude, First Blood is fucking great.
I really want to see
Every it. Other Rambo movie was dog shit.
Well, he was supposed
this new
to...
This new one's probably really good.
The First Blood was supposed to end with his suicide, so there really shouldn't have been a sequel.
I still haven't seen Balboa.
I never liked Rocky, any of them.
Everybody said that it was fucking excellent.
I take it back.
Also, Rocky 4 with Hulk Hogan?
Nope. Not the one. Guess which one
Three,
the only Rocky movie
five,
I enjoyed. Rocky
you
5.
You fucking asshole.
With Tommy the Machine
Get out
Gun.
Of here.
Dude, him and Tommy the Machine Gun get into a street fight and they're just bare knuckle boxing in the street, kicking the shit out of each other. What a great scene. I fucking hate Rocky movies. Rocky 5 is the only one I've ever watched all the way through more than once. Those movies are so fucking boring.
No.
Except for Rocky V, the best Rocky movie.
The first Rocky movie has a weird pacing to it.
I hate
and
that
it's
fucking
just,
film, man.
It's Rocky III was good with Clubber Lang.
Yeah.
Mr. T.
Rocky, I do love Mr. T.
Rocky IV is fucking fun as shit, dude.
With Dolph Lundgren?
Oh my God. That movie's fantastic. Like the juxtaposition of Rocky fucking going over to Russia to fight fucking... Ivan Drago?
Yeah.
And... He's fucking like, he went from, so in the beginning of the fourth movie, Rocky's like fucking super wealthy. He's best friends with Apollo Creed, who is the former fucking champion.
Yeah.
And he lives in this giant mansion. They have a fucking stupid robot that fucking rolls around and talks like, I'm a robot. It's fucking dumb.
Everybody who was rich in the 80s had a robot. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Anyway, then all of a sudden, he's got to go to fucking Russia to avenge the death of Apollo Creed. Because
right.
Apollo Creed did a fucking a charity match with Ivan Drago.
He dies.
Yeah, and Ivan Drago fucking kills Apollo Creed, which is weird. Because I'm like, I mean, like this dude was once a world champion. I guess they're trying to build up that Ivan Drago's this much of a fucking badass that he kills another professional.
It's wrestling booking, buddy. You know how heat works. It makes perfect sense.
I know.
If you want to make Brock Lesnar the monster, he's got to literally just eat fucking the current world champ.
Yeah, I think that's true. So anyway, they go to Russia and Rocky's forced to train. He's like staying in this cabin in the middle of Siberia.
Yeah.
And he's like running through snowdrifts.
Carrying trees and shit.
Yeah, tree logs. And then Ivan Drago's getting fucking juiced to the tits.
Yeah,
because he's Russian. And like working out with like electronics and all these scientists around him writing things down.
Technology is for losers is the message of Rocky IV, nerds.
It's fucking, what a great movie. What a great movie.
All the Rocky
movies. I don't care. Rocky IV is so much fun.
Except Rocky V because he fights
Rocky
Tommy.
Rocky V is so fucking dumb.
Gun. His name is Tommy the Machine Gun.
Bad. It's so bad.
His name was Tommy Gun, and they needed to add an extra machine gun in there because Tommy Gun wasn't already a type of gun.
I know.
What a good movie.
Yeah. They did the Creed movies.
There's two of those.
Yeah, I haven't seen the second one. The first one was really good. I know. You're not a boxer. Rocky. I don't really like boxing that much myself.
I didn't need to watch any more than the first five.
Yeah. Rocky IV is great. You should watch it again. I think you'd appreciate it more now that you're older. You don't have to watch any of the other ones. I mean, three you should watch because, you know, Mr. T.
And Hulk Hogan.
No, Hulk Hogan was number four.
Was he?
Wait, maybe.
No, he was in Hulk Hogan.
No, he was number four, I think, because... yeah, because Rocky did the fucking exhibition match with him.
Is that what it is?
I think so. You might be right. I don't.
I think they were because Mr. T and Hulk Hogan tag teamed at WrestleMania together because of the Rocky movie. So I'm pretty sure they were in the same one.
Yeah, it is Rocky III.
Yeah, don't question my Hulk Hogan knowledge, motherfucker.
You know what's great about it? Do you know what his name was in that movie?
I do, but I can't fucking remember it.
Thunderlips.
Yes.
What
God
the
damn
fuck?
It.
Why?
Because he's Thunderlips.
That makes no sense.
I mean, what are you gonna do?
That's never a good name for anyone ever in the history of ever. What the fuck?
Thunderlips. I got nothing. Look, those were bad movies. Like I said,
no, they're great movies.
No, if I'm going to watch a people fighting in the ring movie from the 80s, it's going to 100% be No Holds Barred.
Dookie!
Got us a couple of teeny wangers.
That movie's fucking garbage.
It's the worst. I love it. It's such a fucking bad movie. Yeah.
I'm annoyed.
About...
Well, they're doing this remake of Final Fantasy VII.
You're a droid and I'm annoyed.
They're doing this remake of Final Fantasy VII. I know, you hate the combat system.
I hate everything about it. I hate that it's...
But it looks pretty.
Sure.
And the story is, I hope, not changing any.
Well, I mean, it's not changing anything if all of you want was the story of until they get out of Midgar, because that's where the game ends.
What?
It's not changing anything if the story is all you want is when till they get out of Midgar, because that's where the game ends.
Why?
Because it would take them 20 years to remake that whole game that looks as good as that game.
No, it wouldn't.
I mean, literally, that's how long it's going to take them to finish making that game, so they're releasing it in chunks.
That's stupid.
Which means they're going to release this chunk and never, ever, ever another one, because people are going to be pissed about how bad this game is.
Well, then I guess I don't care about it that much.
Yeah. So anyway, what was your complaint?
It's PS4 exclusive, and that annoys me.
Isn't it not on PC?
Not that I'm aware of.
Hmm.
It might be, but I don't fucking play PC games.
Right, well, you fucked up buying the Xbox.
Also, I didn't, though.
This generation is over, and that game's not coming out on the PlayStation 4. It'll come out on the PS5. It might still come out on the PS4.
I mean, you can pre-order it already.
Yeah, you can pre-order shit that doesn't even technically announced.
But, I mean, they've got like all the packages
When is it released? Is it released this year? Is that actually coming out?
I think so.
Oh, maybe I am mistaken. It happens occasionally, believe it or not. What are emails called on my thing? Outlook.
March 3rd, 2020.
Oh, yeah, I guess that will be. If it doesn't get pushed back, that will be a PS4.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
That is something. You're right.
I might play it, but they are taking everything I care about out of that game, which is the perfect combat system, and replacing it with a garbage button mashy, boring combat system where you don't control your allies. They just fucking auto attack.
Okay. I want the first class edition of it though.
And it's only a third of the game or a fucking quarter of the game or whatever. That bothers me a lot.
Oh, it doesn't actually come with that? That's stupid.
Come with what?
It does come with that.
Colin, nobody can see what you're looking at.
It comes with Cloud on his motorcycle.
Oh.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Except for it's fucking Advent Children, Cloud. Does the game all look like Advent Children? I'm even less interested in it now.
Advent Children look great.
Yeah, I didn't like the character designs in it, though.
I mean, that's fair. Have you seen the character design in it?
I don't know, yeah, man. It's all right. Yeah, that's not as bad as the Advent Children.
Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty good looking.
I don't know, man. Everything about that bums me out because all they had to do was not change anything but the graphics, and instead they changed everything.
Or fucking just give you the option to fight either way.
There kind of is. There's a turn-based mode, but it's just whatever the game's mechanics are.
Oh, with pauses?
With auto attacks like an MMO.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, not... I don't want to run around
and... Enix likes doing that with their games. I don't know. I don't know
what it is. Well, it's because fucking... Sakaguchi? Is that his name? It's because Sakaguchi left and started Mistwalker and made good games. And whoever took over there is a fucking hack who makes hack and slash games for some reason, and they're all bad and I hate them.
It does seem weird that companies do that. Like, why do they do that? Is that what Japanese people like?
No, I think it's what they think we like.
Oh, okay.
I think they were trying to appeal to the Western market with more action-oriented video games.
Well, they probably get a wider fucking base of people buying it.
It's too bad, though.
Because they're going through the whole lowest common denominator thing. Because they're like, well, the people that like Final Fantasy are still going to get it.
Yeah.
It's Final Fantasy. And we might get some fans who, want that action gameplay style.
I don't know. Everybody still talks about Final Fantasy VII. Nobody's talking about Final Fantasy XIII. So,
I mean, that's a fact.
Or Final Fantasy fucking 15 that just came out.
Apparently it's pretty well liked, though.
It was when it came out, and then nobody talks about it anymore because it wasn't memorable or good.
Yeah. I actually picked up a copy of that for like $10.
Yeah. Have you played it?
No, not yet.
You probably won't.
I mean, you're probably right.
You'll get in there.
I just buy video games and don't play them.
You'll get in there.
That's sort of my thing.
Button mash the first enemy and realize it's just a fucking another shitty hack and slash game.
Well, I mean, that's fucking most games.
Like how all horror games.
That's almost all games now, Trevor.
Why are there not? Remember when there used to be different games instead of everything just being the same
one game?
Fucking game?
Right. I saw somebody posted something on Facebook the other day. It was like Call of Duty should, if they want to be realistic, they should come out with a game called Endless Warfare where you're a succession of presidents keeping the fucking war in the Middle East going.
Wow. Look at you, you fucking nationalist piece of shit.
What? How does that work?
I
think they mean like xenophobe, maybe, because you don't want to help out the global community.
I'm a nationalist because I'm anti-war.
That's not what nationalist means.
I was on the Imgur the other day, and somebody posted something about a Kurdish soldier who was apparently murdered and mutilated by Turkish army, which is tragic.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, so now we should be the world police.
Yep.
Well, we shouldn't abandon our allies, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, Turkey is also our ally is the problem here.
Yep.
So we abandon our ally to our ally, which is fucking shitty, but also we should not start a war with Turkey.
Right. Also, from what I'm understanding is the reason the Turks are like, fuck this shit is because these particular Kurds, it's not like just the Kurdish people. It's like a group of them.
Well, it's
we're formerly some fucking terrorist organization.
Yeah. Obviously.
Used to bomb the fucking border posts and shit. Like, yeah. Well, I mean.
And then their response was, well, then we shouldn't have went in there and did whatever. I'm like, well, I agree. We should have never been in Syria in the first place. That's not an argument. We had
no fucking reason to be there.
It's like, well, now we have, and we've destabilized the whole region. I'm like, well, of course. That's the whole reason we went in there. We've been destabilizing the region since the fucking 70s. So we always have an excuse to go to war over there. And they're like, wow, you're just a nationalist. I'm like. What?
Yep.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
20 years ago, I'd have been a fucking commie lib cuck, and you would be a fucking Bush-era Republican, you fucking idiots.
Right.
What are you talking about?
That's the crazy fucking thing, is just how it's all fucking flipped on its head, and now the Democrats are the warmongers, and the fucking Republicans are like...
It's fucking weird.
It is. It's really weird.
Like, literally, all of their talking points are Bush-era fucking just...
fight that war on terrorism!
Yeah.
Like, pretty soon they're just going to be wearing American flags and fucking saying the Star-Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it either.
I'm very confused by it.
Well, yeah. I don't think it's...
But I guess that's just my small fucking nationalist brain. Yeah,
idiot.
Wrap my mind around... Fucking perpetual war.
What a moron.
Jesus Christ.
Look at you over here with your moronic small brain.
I know.
God.
Fucking peanut brain.
That whole thing fucking... That was... there was a post... Tulsi Gabbard posted something about that and how pulling out was a bad thing. I'm like, so... I don't... And she was like, we need to pull out, but we need to do it responsibly. I'm like, all right, that's fine. But at the same time, I'm like... What's responsible?
Yeah. When are you ever going to have that window where somebody else isn't going to fill the power vacuum we're going to leave behind?
Right.
Unless we stay there forever.
Or give our fucking full support to Assad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But we fucked that one up because we've been accusing him of genocide for the past
ten years,
even though there's no actual evidence that he's committed genocide.
Well, this is the
best evidence
part.
That the fucking rebel fighters fighting against him have genocided their own people to make him look bad.
If we side with Turkey, Trump's a Russian agent. If we side with Assad, Trump's a Russian agent.
Yep.
If we do nothing. Trump's a Russian agent.
No, he's... yeah.
So what
do? No, if we do nothing, he's fucking Bush. He's just Bush in a war for oil, basically.
But he's actively stopping the war for oil.
I know, but if he does nothing and doesn't stop any of it, he becomes...
understand.
I don't either. I think people just want to be mad at him.
Which I get.
Orange man bad.
Which I get, but then they should probably stop burying Tulsi Gabbard because she's the only chance they have of him not winning in 2020.
Yep.
You fucking dolts.
No, Bernie. They're still fucking on this Bernie train. He's fucking 80 years old. Stop.
Also,
just fucking stop.
Bernie's done. Like, Bernie's a hack. He's a has-been.
I know this, but people still fucking want to support him and don't want to support her.
And
makes no fucking sense.
Nobody wants to support Papa Joe, and that's because of the Russians, which is the most dickless fucking thing I've ever seen on the internet. Is that video of him going, guys, the Russians are bullying me.
I won't put up with it if I'm president. Oh, won't you? So what are you gonna do, buddy? Take us to war against the Russians? Awesome. That sounds like fun. Nuclear Holocaust sounds great.
I'm coming around. If one of those candidates promises, like has it signed before they even go into office, that their first act as president is just to declare open war against the Ruskies, I'd vote for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's stop beating around the bush with all these fucking Middle East proxy wars. Let's actually just fucking
do it. Or let's not have them.
Nah. That's clearly not an option.
I know.
The war has to happen. Let's stop fucking around and just have the war. Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
I mean, it's got to happen eventually. We're fucking...
I think we're
almost a century of peace in this country.
Yeah.
Of global peace. Like, yeah, we've had a bunch of little skirmishes, but we haven't had a real war since
we wouldn't
the 40s.
Even be able to... And if we, like, fucking... Because I've always liked the idea of the leaders of the countries just fighting themselves.
Nah, I want the whole thing. I want us to fucking...
I think Putin would kick just about anybody out there's ass.
Yeah, that's why we can't do that. We got to have our boys. For the boys.
Yeah.
Let's fucking nuke the shit out of Russia and see what happens. It's
fucking.
Come on. What's the worst that could happen if we nuke Russia?
What's the worst
that could happen?
Retaliatory nukes.
What? And while we're doing it, we're going to learn from our mistakes during World War II, and we're not going to stop at the Russian border, push into China, and glass those motherfuckers too. Why are we just fucking around with these broke fucking Syrians when we could go right to the root of the problem, China?
China's not the root of this problem. The whole Syria thing's over pipeline rights.
I know. But who's going to get all of Russia's pipelines when we're done killing Russia? The people we have to give them to because we owe all of the money for funding the war.
Well,
so
fuck.
We might as well just finish China off. And, you know, it's like if I owe you $100, I'm not going to pay you. I'm just going to kill you, because then who do I owe the money to? Nobody. Right?
No, it's owed in perpetuity.
What, do I just throw it on your grave?
Yeah.
I'm going to piss on it, too.
You gotta pay that back, son.
Ugh.
I mean, look, when banks collapse, you don't just get to not fucking pay your debt. It just gets sold to somebody else, and you got to pay them the debt. Like, I didn't borrow the money from you, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Well, who are you selling your debt to so I can bomb them, too? This is the analogy I'm making here, where I just keep bombing countries until there's no more countries left.
But America. Yeah, but then we'll owe ourselves. We'll have to bomb ourselves.
Then we're done.
This is really weird. Like, I'm looking at your face and your microphone kind of looks like, it looks like you have a real bushy black beard.
Yeah.
And you have like little, because like there's lighting here and it looks like teeth, but they're dark teeth.
All right.
So like you don't brush maybe.
Well,
and it's fucking bizarre.
Don't judge me.
Like, I'm not going to be able to take a picture of it because you have to, it's a perspective thing.
That's fair.
It's fucking bizarre. I'm sorry.
The point is, no war for oil.
It almost looks kind of like Mick Foley.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I got nothing else, man. We have no emails this week.
What the fuck?
TheLoudNeighbors@Outlook.com. If you guys think we should go to war with Syria and or Turkey, write in and explain to me which side we're supposed to take and why. And which one is our allies this week? Because it seems to be changing week to week.
These are facts.
Also, is Turkey or Syria more in Russia's pocket? I need to know. Also, what about the real villain over there? Iran? I don't know. Who else can we go to war
it's
with?
It's Iran.
Okay.
All those countries, Iran, Iraq.
Who do we got left over there to start shit with?
We're already starting with Lebanon.
Oh, good. Okay. As long as we got a next.
I heard a story. Lebanon, people rioting in the streets, and the media is blaming it on the government.
Oh, of course.
Instituting a tax on WhatsApp. So a 20 cent per day tax for using voice calling on WhatsApp. Basically, people are circumventing the cell networks and cell companies aren't making money.
Okay.
And
that's going to happen here.
People are like, I mean, it's already happened a lot, but it doesn't work.
Well, it doesn't work because the cell companies just tied in fucking the internet to their.
Exactly.
Which was one of the smartest things an American business ever did was like, well, eventually they're not going to have to pay for the phone part.
Yeah.
Because they're
so let's just make them buy it anyway.
So let's just make them buy all of it at once. Brilliant.
So they're blaming it on the WhatsApp tax, which sounds a little bit more like it's in the playbook of the fucking economic hitman.
Are we going to bomb Lebanon?
Oh, yeah, that's coming
WhatsApp?
Up. Have you heard the fucking, have you heard the West Clark 7?
No.
There's a clip of General Wesley Clark after 9/11. It was probably 2004, 2005, when he's talking about going into the Pentagon. He's in the Pentagon working. And 9/11 happens like a week or two later. He's talking to a guy, and the guy's like, come here, I need to talk to you. And he's like, I got bad news. He's like, oh, what is it? We're going into Iraq? Is that official now? He's like, oh, it's even worse than that. And he went and grabs a sheet of paper. And starts reading them a list of countries that we are planning on overthrowing in the next so many years.
Sure.
And basically every country that over the last 15 years
yeah.
that's had violent overthrows of their government
yeah.
are on that list.
What a surprise.
It's like Syria, Libya, Egypt, Lebanon. It's fucking insane.
Yeah, well, it's not. It's,
holy shit. No, duh. But I know. But goddamn, man.
I mean,
like, we see this. This shit is, it's projected to us. People are telling us this before it happens, and we're still like, ah, it's fine.
George Terrorism. Orwell, I'm not Terrorism. Kidding about this being the, everybody remembers the cameras and the fucking shit like that from 1984, but that wasn't the whole fucking underpinning plot of the book is the perpetual war in the Middle East. Like, that's the, also the shifting allies. So there's three major nations in 1984. There's Eurasia, which is Europe, East Asia, which is Russia and China. And then there's Oceania, which is the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom. And at any given time, Oceania is allied with either Eurasia or East Asia and is at war with the other one. And the wars are always fought in the Middle East and Northern Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly. Because then you can blame anything on the war economy.
Yeah.
The motherfucker wrote, when did that come out? Like the 50s?
Yeah, something like that.
So, I don't know. Duh.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
That's where it is.
You got anything else?
No, not really.
I just want to spread a few more of my nationalistic views, like less war for oil and...
What a monster. How dare you?
I think peace in the Middle East. No war for oil. Go green. Those are my nationalist ideals now.
Ugh. Gross.
Speaking of nationalism, I'm going to be doing a charity stream this weekend for Extra Life, a charity that raised fucking money for children's cancer treatment centers. bit.ly/FrostyEL. I'll be streaming it on Twitch. The video and link will be on that page. If you're in the Facebook group, I'll be spamming the fuck out of it in there. I got nothing else. How about you?
Nope. That's like the third time you've asked that.
All right. Bye.
Bye.